Chapter 6. Inspector Portillo. 3.5 hours later, on that same day, I sat down with Inspector Portillo in the hotel dining room. "Good morning, Miss Wade," he said. "Good morning," I answered. I was a bit afraid. Why did he want to see me? Why were the police talking to everybody? "I know about you," he said. "You do?" I asked. "Yes, you're the player with the double bass." "Without the double bass," I said. "Yes," he laughed, "but we're looking for it." "Will you find it?" I asked. "I hope so." He isn't cold, I thought. He's very nice. I like him. Then suddenly he changed. "Now I have some questions for you."
"Why?" I asked.
"That is not a very intelligent question," he said. "Someone has died. We always ask questions."
"So you think I'm stupid, do you?"
I was angry and very, very tired. "No, of course not. I am very sorry," he said. I looked into his face. He really was sorry.
"Forget it," I said. "I'm just tired."
"Yes, so am I," he smiled. "Now, can I ask you some questions?"
"Yes," I answered unhappily.
"Where were you last night?" he said suddenly.
"I was at the concert," I replied.
"Yes, yes, of course. And after the concert?"
"I came back to the hotel."
"Who with?" said Inspector Portillo.
"With Adriana Fox. We walked up the Ramblers together."
"Okay," Portillo said. "You got back to the hotel, and then?"
"And then I went to bed," I explained.
"Just you?"
he asked with a smile. "What? What do you mean?" I said.
"Are you married?"
he asked.
"Do you have a boyfriend?"
"I'm not married, but I've got a boyfriend," I said. "I think."
"Who is he?" Inspector Portillo asked.
"Do you have to know?" I asked. "Is it important?"
"I'll ask you a different question," he said.
His voice was cold again. I didn't understand why.
"Do you have a boyfriend in the orchestra?"
"That's a very personal question," I said.
"Death is very personal," he said very quietly.
"Yes, sorry," I said. I suddenly saw Frank's body again.
"So?" he asked.
"What?" I said.
"What's the answer? Do you have a boyfriend in the orchestra?"
"Yes," I said.
"Who is that?"
"Simon Hunt," I told him.
"And did you spend the night together?"
"Well, no, we didn't," I said. I wasn't enjoying this.
"I see."
He put his pen in his mouth. He didn't say anything for a moment. Then he looked into my eyes.
"All right," he said. "That's all."
"You aren't going to ask me any more questions," I said. "I can go."
"Yes, for now. But don't go far. Nobody in the orchestra must leave Barcelona. Stay near the hotel."
"Of course.
I'll talk to you again," he said.
He was smiling again.
"All right?"
"Oh yes," I said. "Good." But I didn't feel good at all.